Okay, we're learning tonight Lili Nishmas Arim and Yecheskel. Hashem should have an Aliyah and Nachas. And in the Maamar Hasheni, we're up to Beis Ayin Beis, where he's in the middle of a discussion of the benefits of or the advantage of Lashon HaKodesh. It's interesting that other Rishayim call it Lashon Kodesh for very specific reasons, that it doesn't have words for certain private matters, topics such as that. He gives a very broad reason that Lashon Kodesh is special. In the previous discussion, he had spoken about the fact that for songs, perhaps other languages are better, have a better construction. Here, he talks about the Ma'il of Lashon HaKodesh, and it's something that we're probably not accustomed to. Amar HaChaver, Ki HaMechove Min HaLashon, He Kodesh Mashiyesh B'Nefesh HaMedaber B'Nefesh HaShemeya. The idea of language is for the speaker to let the listener know what he means to say. V'Zayis HaKavano Yisigmar Al Tuma El Panim El Panim. And really, you have to talk to someone face to face. The written word, texting or emailing, and even writing a letter, which they did once upon a time, are not things that convey a message the same as the spoken word. When you speak to someone, he understands you better. Because when words are spoken, my lahla dvarim shabiksav, it has an advantage over the written word. It's an important message. The Torah is meant to be taught by people, not from books. A cipher means a Talmud Chacham. A person is supposed to be learning from another human being rather than just from books. Because when you say things over orally, your help, amida b'mokim hafsaka, a pause and a place you have to stop, u'b'hasmada b'mokim hasamuch, and by the flow in a place where it's supposed to flow, u'b'chayzik hadibu v'refyaynai, and the strength of a sentence or its weakness, b'remizais u'b'kritzais masmiya, and with motions or hints at a time that a person is wondering, v'shayla, or he's asking, v'hagada, or he's telling a story, v'yichael, or he expresses hope, v'apachad, or he expresses fear, v'tchina, and he expresses longing, v'tenuais, and movement, sh'miskatzer behem amalitza apshuta. That's something given over, miskatzeres behem amalitza apshuta. Words are, you can give it over in fewer words when you give it over verbally. V'efshir, sh'yazar hamedaber, v'tenuais eina, v'gabaisav. And when you speak, you help by motions of your eyes, or your eyebrows, v'chol reishai, or your head, biyadav, or when you motion with your hands, lohavina, to understand, hakas, if you mean to be angry, v'haratzain, or you mean to speak kindly, v'hatchina, v'hagaiva, alashir shuhuraitza. Things are given over better by the full body of a person than by the written word. There's a Gemara that says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh Rebbe, the great Rebbe, writes that I was greater than my friends because I saw a mayor, May Achairav. He apparently had a seat in the Beis Medrash behind his Rebbe. And he said, had I seen him face to face when he was teaching, I would be greater still. So he heard everything Ramea had to teach. But when it's face to face, you get the message differently. It's a different teaching. Now, that's when it's not a written word. And whatever we have, the remnants of Lashon Kodesh, as we said earlier, we don't have the full language, only the words that are given over in turn via Ksuvim. Hanoitzeres Habrua, the language was, which is really the original language of creation. Yimtzeu Unyanim Dakim Va'abukim. The language has fine and deep ideas. Nitfu Ba'alohavin Ha'inyanim V'liyaisam B'mokim Ha'maisim Ha'heim Shem Panim El Panim. There's a way that the written language of Torah Nevi'im Kinsuvim has the ability to hint these types of thoughts. And they are the trap. The trap which, with which Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim are written are meant to convey ideas. They're meant to give a depth of idea. Mefarshim say he doesn't mean only the trap, he means the dogesh and the other hints in the Hebrew language that are unique to Hebrew. Mitzayrin behemokim hefsik vasamuch, and with the trap we could see the time to stop and the time to flow. Umafrid mokem hashaylam and hatshuva, to separate questions from answer. Haskolam in hagada, a place when you're starting a new idea or continuing an old idea. Chipazim in hamasun, a time when you're speaking quickly or patiently. At sivu min abakasha, a command is separate than a request. Shiyachuber behen chiburim, and when words are connected, umizek kavanasai, umishazu kavanasai, mibli safik shu daicha, HaMesudar. That language beats a language which is Mesudar, a language as the king was describing, Arabic, which has the structure of words are more Mesudar, are more poetic. Or HaMechubar, you have to language, two Lashonos, in parentheses, to change it to HaMesudar. Ki HaMechubar, HaMesudar, lo yitachin lo imro yel al derech achas. When you're, it's important to you to say a poem. And all poetry is said the same way. You all know that poetry bends the rules of the flow of a sentence. You speak poetically, you know, in order to get it to rhyme, you switch the verb after the subject or before the subject, depending on how you want to convey something. So what he's saying here, no idea in the uniqueness of Lashon Kodesh, that the uniqueness of Lashon Kodesh is the grammatic and trop aspects of the language, and these things, these ideas, give over a message. Now, we're not into it that much. The Kol Yehuda underneath says that Rabu Hachiburim. There's so many books about what the sentences in the Torah might mean. Lalahag harbe, and it's just too much. Kol zayis pasul al ha'eder yediyas hatamim. Asher shechachnum. Trop. We forgot what trop means. How much do we know about the trop and dogesh? Eini toni yedei adma. We know very little. So, I'd like to share with you an idea or two, which you would think everybody knows, and, I taught it to my grandson the other day, and afterwards, I had to warn him that if he tells his Rebbe might not have heard this. My 9-year-old grandson is, of course, very bright, as all grandsons tend to be, probably grandchildren tend to be. The next generation will have no problem, because the grandchildren are very bright. But I explained to him, and we were learning Parshas Noach, that the word shlach, shaleach, is to send. So I explained to him that sometimes when you send someone permanently, but sometimes you send them away and you want them to come back. So I said, how can you tell which sending it is from the word? He said, I don't know. So I said, well, if there's a dogesh in the lamed, if there's a dot in the lamed, that means you're sending permanently. What? Like paro sending Klal Yisrael. And if there's no dogesh in the lamed, then you're sending someone and you want him to come back. So that, for example, by the Meraglim, the Meraglim are sent, it says, Shlach Lecha Anoshim, there's no Dogesh in the Lamed. Because they were sent to return. It's called Binyan Kal. It's not a strong sending. You're sending them, but they should come back. Vehi B'Shalach Paroi, Paroi sent Klal Yisrael out permanently. And therefore it said with a Dogesh. It says later he changed his mind. V'Hapach Levav Paroi. Maze Asinu Shashilachnu Es Yisrael Me'avdeinu. But the sending was a permanent sending. And so too, every time you have the word shalach, now we pronounce a dogesh in the lamed the same as no dogesh in the lamed, so we can't tell from the spoken word. But what the Kuzari is saying is that the written word has in it hints at the meaning of words. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, he sent messengers, they were to come back. So it says Vayishlach. So the dogesh in the lamed creates a binyan, which is different. This is really all over the Torah, that you have these hints in the written word which are much more than you might have in other languages. Another example would be Cheslam. What? Excuse me. Oh, by the Yain and the Yarek, that's really where there's a Rashi. If you don't know this rule, and I think you'll agree with me, 90% or maybe 95% of people don't know this rule. There's a Rashi there that there's no way in the world you could possibly understand if you don't know the rule. And people learn Chumash with Rashi. But when Noach is in the Teva, as you know, he sends first a raven and then a dove. So the Pasuk tells us, and then he sends the birds out. So Rashi there says, now tell me how anybody could possibly learn this Rashi if he doesn't know this rule. Now I'm reading the words. Einze loshen shlichus. Vayishalachas yayin is not a loshen shlichus, a loshen shiluach. How did anybody learn this right? Ain't it losh shlichus? A losh shiluach. Shochol aleches ledarka. What's? How did anybody learn this Rashi? The answer is what bothers Rashi is that there's a dot in the lamed. He sent a dove. I thought he sent a dove to come back and let him know if the water's receded. So Rashi says, ain't it losh shlichus? It's not like a messenger who you send to return. It's a permanent sending. He sent it on its way. That if she finds a place to rest, she's not coming back. So it's a beautiful Rashi, if you know what it's talking about. Now, unfortunately, most people don't come to the Kuzari Shir, and they'll never know. Right? This Lamed. What? Well, it's not exactly the Kuzari, but the Kuzari is saying that the language has messages. I realized about chalitza. What is chalitza? Where does it come to mind? Yibum, what's chalitza? You take off the shoe. You take off the shoe. Where else do we have chalitza? We have chalitza in another place, which is when there's a nega in a building. When there's a tsaras in a building, it says to remove the stones. Right, so there, I noticed the same difference. Where is it? Sorry. Isn't it in Sazria? So there it says Alosha Chalitza, but there's a dot in the Lamed. As opposed to Chalitza, by taking the shoe off, there is no dat. Again, a dat is called binyan kaved, and no dat is called binyan kal. When you remove the stones permanently, it says, lachloitzes ha'avonim, is to remove them permanently. When you slip off the shoe, you don't take it off permanently, they can put the shoe back on if he wants. So there, it says it in binyan kal. Yeah, but the shoe is not permanent. The removal of the shoe, though, is a temporary removal of the shoe. So, naturally, I can't find it on the spot. But anyway, presumably, Chalutzei Tzava, people who dress to go to the army, I'll see what the Lashon is in Kiseitze, right? In the Shoeftim. There's another thing. Limud could mean to teach or to learn. Same thing, if there's a dot in the mem, that's called binyan kaved. It's harder to teach than to learn. Although my grandson said it's not true. It's harder to learn than to... Teaching is easy. You know, your Rebbe, it's easy. The kids in class have to keep themselves attentive. So there'll be a dot in the lamed. You take lumoid ulalamed, b'shma v'laseis ulakayen, you'll see. Lumoid has no dot in the mem, and lulamed has a dot in the mem. It's binyan kaved, binyan kaved. Now that means that there's so much more in the written word than we understand. The way Lashon Kodesh is written, there's much more in the message. And Katabola El Haaretz, Loi Silmad Lasos Kateyevis Agayim Ha'el. Loi Silmad, there's no doubt in the Lamed, because it needs to learn, it doesn't need to teach. And these are three words that come to mind. I imagine there are other words where I'll notice it all the time. But it's a Shaleach tishalach esaim. You're a dad in the Lamed? Huh? Out? So there's a dad in the Lamed, both of them. Shaleach tishalach esaim. It's to send away the mother bird permanently, not sending it to come back.
But this is kind of going against what he's saying. Peace sofer, v'lom peace
svarim. What he's saying is that really Torah should be taught with peace sofer and v'lom peace svarim. The significance of Lashon Kodesh is that it gives some of that message of the Sefer in the Svarim. Still not the same as learning from the Sefer, but it has something in it that compensates to a certain degree in the language. And in the Trop, certainly. The Trop is that way. I don't know. I'm still dreaming of giving a Navi Shir on Trop, which I'll do one of these days. I don't know much, but I know a lot more than most people know, and there are a lot of messages, subtle messages in Trop. It's just very hard to make it interesting. And I think this dot in the Binyakar, I think is interesting to people, because it's a shortcut to figure out the meaning of a word. And I know very little. I gave you three examples. I probably know one or two more if I notice them. But the Torah is full of these things, which are so distant from the proper appreciation that it's very hard. The Trop, as I mentioned to you once before, is a code. The Trop, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, if you told him the beginning of the Pasuk, the end of the Pasuk, he could write the Trop without a Chumash. Because he understood the code of the Trop, the plan of the Trop. And, there's a meaning to it, there's a depth to it, it's certainly not arbitrary. It's true. I'm not sure that the crowns on the letters have to do with the meaning, because they're consistent. It doesn't depend on the context. The letters shot in his gets have triple crowns, and borrow the expression. And Chaya Bede, Ches Yud Hei, Beis Dalet Kuf have single crowns, and the remaining letters which have none spell Meleches Sefer, the work of a scribe. Mem Lamed Aleph Chav Sof Samach Vav Pei Resh don't have any. So, but I don't think that has to do with the meaning. He darshin halachas from them, but they don't lend themselves to difference in meaning. Let's see. Ayin Gimel Omer Akuzari Beemes. It's true. Nitchasa Milo Shmois Bavur Milo in Yonis. I love this expression. Some of the emptiness of our generation maybe is in this. Nitchot malashmois, poetry or song has a mila in being pleasant to the ear. A mila in yonis is a language which has a benefit in understanding to the intellect. He says a language which is pleasant to the ear, which he described Arabic as being, doesn't come to a language which lends itself to better understanding. Ki achibor. Mahana hanishma, the structure, the poetic structure gives pleasure to the ear. Vamesayris hazais kalelas enyanim, but this benefit of Lashon Kodesh gives over the topics. So mainly, he's saying he accepts what he said. Aval, but I have a problem. Ani roya eschem kala yehudim shatem tarchim lagia al milas achibor. It says, I see the Jews around us trying to write poetry. They're writing Yosef Mechubad Mikol Yamim. They're writing things in poetic. If you're saying the Ma'il of Lashon Kodesh is the changing from the poetic prose to the intellectual prose, why are you doing this? So this I'll leave you in suspense to the answer till Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. We'll continue here for Ma'aseh Ayin Daled.